This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
But the most important thing I want people to understand is that there is no dilemma. It's a false dilemma. The people that say that, well, you just have to fix your aqidah, or the Palestinians just have to fix their aqidah, or the Palestinians, they brought it on themselves, or all we have to do is pray for them, that these are false dilemmas. We have all the tools on the table. What's the obligation upon every single Muslim in the world is to want their victory, is to want their success, is to pray for their success, is to leave off sins and make sure that you are taking your worship seriously, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers your prayers for their success and for their victory. That is basic. Every single person has to do it. If anybody in their heart is not upset, or even worse than that, is happy by what's going on or the betrayal of the Palestinians, then you have a serious disease in your heart and Allah knows best as to your state. Now, the second half is going to depend upon where you're located in the world, what are your skills, what's your situation, and what you can leverage. If you're a person who lives in a Western country, especially the United States of America or the UK, where the two nations in the world that provide the vast majority, if not all of the political cover, you have a particular responsibility that is higher than the responsibility of perhaps anybody else in the world. Now, again, that depends on your immigration status. Are you a citizen? Are you on a green card? Are you like just a migrant laborer? If you're somebody who's got citizenship, there's somebody who has legal security in that place, and your tax money is going to fund the atrocities against your brothers and sisters in Palestine, you have an obligation, a specific obligation on yourself to take more action than just thoughts and prayers. And we're not denigrating thoughts and prayers, but we're saying that if that's your situation, then you've got to go way beyond that when it comes to what you are doing for your brothers and sisters in Palestine. You have an obligation to figure out even, and I'm one of them, like I'm here trying to figure out what are all the legitimate means that we have to stop our governments from enabling and empowering the genocide and the slaughter of our brothers and sisters. That is your obligation. If you don't live in one of these countries, if you live in a different country across the world, or if you live in one of these Western countries, but you risk a lot, or you're a migrant laborer, or you're an easy target or something like that, then maybe perhaps your obligation is a little bit lessened. Maybe it's something that is mustahab, you would be rewarded for it. But if you're not able to do it, or you know, you would get kicked out or deported or something like that, then that's a different scenario. But the most important thing I want people to understand is that there is no dilemma. It's a false dilemma. The people that say that, well, you just have to fix your aqidah, or the Palestinians just have to fix their aqidah, or the Palestinians, they brought it on themselves, or all we have to do is pray for them, that these are false dilemmas. We have all the tools on the table, every tool on the table. And the Muslims cannot just look at either or when you have to use every means available that's legitimate in order to stop the slaughter of your brothers and sisters.